Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
This is Michelle with Variety Radio Online. Today, we are talking about shouting secrets, and I'm very excited to have Tyler Christopher with me. Welcome, Tyler.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to start out, if you would mind telling the listeners a little bit about shouting secrets.
Well, shouting secrets is the coming together of a family, and it's surrounded around the Native family, and one of our intentions was to break stereotypes of Native American movies where there's, you know, thieves everywhere and alcoholism and all of that stuff that is being tied into that culture, and just make it about a family that just happens to be Native American. And the differences between the brothers and the sister. The brother is the one that kind of broke off the reservation and became this successful writer in Hollywood, and then he was estranged from his family for years, and then when his mother falls ill, he comes home back to the reservation, and now he's like the outcast. So the rest of the movie is about trying to come back together as a family before he left to go off to do his Hollywood thing.
And I, Tyler, I think you're right. I think that even though I think it was a beautiful job bringing in the Native American family, and but everything in the story, every single person around the world has to deal with siblings, difficult families, taking care of a loved one. Those are just common grounds for all of us. And I thought it was a great choice to portray, like you said, a Native American family that is just like any other. I mean, just a family struggling with dynamics.
Yeah, the original script was written for a white family. So if you take out the fact that there are Native Americans in the film and it's about a Native American family, and insert any other type of family with a different ethnic background, it works. It just works, and that was the intention. It's not about Native American living. It's about coming together as a family.
Tell our listeners about the character that you play, and was there any struggles with you working through that character's dynamics, bringing it to life?
Well, I play the brother of our hero, Jeff K. Spencer, who plays our hero in the movie. And we kind of had gone in opposite directions. My character I'm his older brother, was this football prodigy who was supposed to go to the NFL and had all of these dreams, and then he had a horrible leg injury that shattered it all. So he had to stay back on the res while his brother goes off to become this really famous writer. So when he comes home, of course, there's that bit of envy and jealousy that my character has to deal with, along with the fact that my brother's been gone for roughly 7 or 8 years and has never come back once to visit or reconnect. So his own brother is an outcast, and he only came home because the matriarch of the family, our mother, had fallen seriously ill, and then and only then did he come home. So there's the conflict. So my conflict specifically is trying to reintroduce my brother back into my character's life.
Oh yeah. Did working with Karina, she had on many hats pulling this together and pulling off a great job with this project. And I know you have Native American history. Did mm-hmm. as y'all walked through and thought about certain things, did you help with any of the cultural aspect that was brought to it? Like the outside scenes were amazing.
Right. I mean, we shot a lot of stuff on a reservation, and you know the writer was Native American, so he knew a lot of the nuances. So that was already on the page. We just had to fill in the gaps. And, you know, most of us knew what we had to do going in to bring it to life. And again, we were just trying to break stereotypes. It was just a family. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We just, very rarely do, in any part of the film, do you even hear the word Native American or Indian or, do we even approach the cultural aspect of it? So it was just a family. I mean, that's about as simple as I can put it.
No, and it's a beautiful story because I truly, truly enjoyed it. I thought she did a great job. Is there anything you can share with the listeners, the difference for you doing daytime versus a movie? What is the biggest challenge for you in kind of doing, flipping that role?
Well, the biggest challenge is that in a film you have an arc, a very definitive beginning, middle, and an end, where a soap opera is ongoing, you know, it's forever, it keeps going, it never stops. And so you, as an actor, you have to find the nuances within that arc of the story. You know, where does it take its turn? At which point does our hero finally learn the lesson that the film is trying to put across? So those are the challenges, you don't get a do-over in a movie. Like once it's once you're shot and it's locked and it's edited and it's on the screen, there's no turning back. You can't fix it. So you want to get it right the first time. So the preparation is important. Well, that's important in daytime and television and movies and whatever it is you're doing. But the great thing about film is that you have the time to really sit down and dissect story, a script. And in daytime, we don't have that luxury.
Right.
It's actually the opposite. It's easier to adjust to a film coming from daytime because everything just slows way down and you have time to really look at the story and formulate a plan of how you're going to attack it.
That makes sense. I'm showing my age a little. I was already married, and I remember when Nicholas Cassadine came on the scene. So, like I said, I'm showing my age just a little. But I am curious with the Cassadine line in General Hospital. The Cassadine line has been there forever. I mean, since my mom. I mean, we're talking about the little
black
woman. It's been there forever. Did you, coming in as a Cassadine, did you go back and do any research kind of or think about the past storylines of what had happened with the Cassadine family as you developed it?
No, I didn't. I was told to forget whatever had happened before about the Cassadines. This is a new chapter, and we're doing something different. I mean, when I first started, we told a lot, we gave a lot of backstory about the Cassadines just for our long-time viewers that that watched when the original Cassadines were around. So we're bringing everybody up to speed, but we didn't dwell on it. So the writers were just like, this is a new. You're a Cassadine. You do it how you think you should play this guy.
Oh, and amazing. I mean, Nicholas is amazing, and he's been through so much the past 15, 20 years. It's amazing. So I also want to know, with daytime changing so much and General Hospital is still there and doing an amazing job, what is it that you truly enjoy about that General Hospital family?
Well, you just said it. It's family. We all work very hard, and it is a very stressful environment. It's a stressful job, so we rely upon each other to make sure we put on a hat to take one. You know, we like to joke around, we like to have laughs, because it's so intense and we move so quickly. There's no room for mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all help each other. You know, if somebody's having a tough day, just go and try and help them out. It's not one of those places like where we go in and it's like, do your work, bye, don't look at me, don't talk to me, we're not friends, da da da. No, we're very close. Everybody cares about what happens to each other and their families and stuff that they got going on outside of the show. And there's not a lot of media outlets like television and, television mainly, because movies, you do it and you're gone. But like primetime
right.
television, you know, you have a few seasons together and then it's over if you're lucky. But
mm-hmm.
some of us, crew members mainly. I mean, I've been there 17 years off and on,
yeah.
It's like, you know, and some of the crew members have been there yearly since the show's inception over 50 years ago. And
wow.
That's, you can't ignore that. And that means a ton around our set.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And do you also feel when you're in public that a lot of the fans feel like they're part of the family? Because even me, I mean, I grew up, my mother watched General Hospital when I was little, so I grew up little watching General Hospital. And then as I, you know, went to college and, you know, life changes, but General Hospital was always kind of part of my life also. Do you hear that from fans all the time, that it's almost like we feel like we're part of your family and we're not even on screen with you?
No, that's why, you know, people call us by our character names, not by our real names. Like, that's not common in any other media outlet at all.
Right.
Film, news, whatever it is. But we kind of like that. And we interact with fans and, you know, we chat, do chats with them, and we do appearances with them, and we do luncheons with them, and we're in their living room every single day and have been for over 50 years. So a lot of folks have grown up with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I meet women who were little girls when I started. And they come up to me and say, I used to watch you when I was a little girl, and now she's like, you know, 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it kind of puts things into perspective when you say, wow, how lucky have I been? How blessed have I been to have been a part of this fabric that is General Hospital for that long?
Yeah. It is amazing. I spoke with Michael Sutton a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about Stone's character, and same thing, you know, just that whole feeling of just that you are our family, because people feel like they see you every day in their home, and so it is kind of, it crosses a different dynamic that movies and celebrities and all the other things that are out there, media outlets, it's just not the same.
No, it's not. It's just the same, and anybody who's ever been fortunate enough to come on our set and watch us work a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, they leave going, wow, I can't believe it. This was several months ago, but Terrence Malick, you know, that's like probably, you know, one of the top five directors in all of Hollywood, mm-hmm. movie directors. He's doing a series about a guy who, for HBO, who's a soap actor. It's not about just soap operas, but the guy happens to be a soap opera actor. So he was doing research, and he came to our show and observed for a week, and he was just blown away at how quickly we were able to get quality story done in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I've often heard and believe that the time and energy that you guys put in is just amazing compared to, like you said, a typical movie or a typical sitcom. You guys put in longer hours. I mean, you're up before the crack of dawn. So, well, Tyler, I really appreciate your time. Is there any other projects you'd like to share with the listeners? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a film coming out this fall called Blackbird. I have a small cameo role in it with Gugu Batha Raw. I don't know if you've heard her. She's kind of an upcut, really. She's going to be a star, huge star. Yeah, she's the lead actress in the movie Belle that had just been out.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I have a cameo role in that that's coming out, obviously Shouting Secrets. And, yeah, just concentrating on promoting those two things right now.
Okay, great. And social media, is there an outlet that if a fan or a listener would like to make sure they are up to date with what you're doing with your new projects, how can they find out?
Yeah, I'm active on Twitter. My handle there is Tyler2929. And, I do occasionally try to get on there and try to answer fans' questions or comments or say thank you and keep people up to speed as to what I'm doing. Yeah, ShoutingSecretsMovie.com. So they can purchase a DVD through there. It's also on iTunes and Amazon. They can get it from there. And hopefully this LA premiere will propel it into the theaters. That's what we're hoping.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.